During the 2013 American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting, I've had an opportunity to visit here with Brian McIntyre with Dish Network. And Brian, first of all, just tell us a little bit about what you do with Dish.
Absolutely. My role at Dish is I am the VP of Product Management for our broadband offering, specifically at Dish Network.
Well, it sounds like you're here for a couple of reasons, and one of those, as I understand it, is to learn. What is it you'd like to learn from these Farm Bureau folks?
Absolutely. Yes, we'd like to learn and understand, and, you know, how can we get the message out there about the internet that is now available to rural America, and what are they looking for from a standpoint of a high-speed data offering, and, you know, from a standpoint around information and education access for rural communities, and, you know, what's really that key message to let them know that the great services that traditionally have only been available in urban markets are now available across rural America.
I know we're just getting started here, so to speak. Any kind of early feedback that you've heard that maybe stands out?
I think one of the keys is that from the rural community is make sure that we continue to be relevant, right? Make sure that we're not bypassed and left behind. There's an absolutely important function that rural America serves, not only to America, but across the world. And from someone who grew up on a family farm in rural Nebraska, that certainly hits home for me and myself.
Well, so in order to kind of meet this need that I think everybody knows is out in the countryside, what is it that Dish is doing right now? Like, what are you offering that can kind of address some of these concerns?
Sure. So Dish launched a service called DishNet in October of last year. And that is really brings three key things. One, it brings faster speeds to across the nation for rural America, speeds that traditionally have only been available for urban and suburban markets, speeds of up to 10 megabits, comparable with 4G speeds that you hear a lot about in the wireless world today. We offer much larger data capabilities, 10x previous data capabilities were out there. And when you bundle the service with Dish Network, a much greater value for the consumer with plans starting as low as $39.99 when you bundle with Dish.
So you're bundling a couple of services here, and you know that I think is always attractive to people because for one thing, you get to deal with one company.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah, and so in the case of this, you can make one sales call to a Dish representative. We will do one install for you. You'll get a single bill, and with that bill, you got an ongoing bundling discount. So not just an introductory offer, but an ongoing for as long as you have both services, and you'll get one call for any ongoing support or future questions that you have.
I understand that you're also, besides kind of taking the pulse of rural America with folks like these Farm Bureau members, also reaching out to some other entities, companies, organizations. What is it you kind of hope to accomplish through those discussions?
Yeah, so I think the key for us is, you know, if you look at Dish Network and the company that started over 30 years ago, started as a company that were providing satellite TV services to rural communities on large dish antennas at that point in time. Rural is very important to Dish Network. It's been very important from day one from the standpoint of our retailers, standpoint of our consumer base. And so absolutely, we want to learn across various organizations and see what the real driver is for them, what they're looking for in an offering, what they're looking for from the standpoint of what messaging resonates, what maybe services, what maybe future enhancements that we could provide to the service or future products that we could add on.
Well, we're here in Nashville, right, basically the heart of RFD TV. Probably a lot of your customers are aware because that's a programming source that I think you were the first ones to help distribute them.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. We're the first ones to offer RFD TV, and so we're going to be planning to work and partner with them and look at how we can work together to serve the rural needs.
So probably some other questions that I know people might ask. Has there been any, I don't know if change is the right word, but in the technology, in terms of things like reliability, availability, are there areas that, is this something you can get pretty much anywhere now?
Yes, you can essentially get this nationwide at all areas. And absolutely, to address the questions on, you know, reliability, is this a good service? Is this a usable service? Absolutely. We're taking advantage of you know, two satellites that have been launched within the last year, new high-powered satellites, 10x the capacity of anything that's been out there. This is a terrific service that will meet the new needs of essentially every consumer that's out there from the standpoint of needing their internet access. It's a service that you can compare to other wireline services, and it matches up very well.
So just a quick look ahead. Probably got some future plans and things that we might look forward to?
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, I think, you know, looking at what other potential products we could add along with that. For example, a natural product that could make a lot of sense could be a VoIP product that's out there that goes along and be able to give customers the true triple play of TV, broadband, and phone service.
Well, let's finish and by pointing folks who will be listening or reading this to where they're going to go get more information and, you know, and place that order, right?
Hey, absolutely, yes. So yeah, you bet. You can go to dish.com and just look for the DishNet, a bundle and save opportunities on there, and there's all the information on there and tell you how to order or give us a call.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brian McIntyre with Dish Network. He's visiting here at the 2013 Farm Bureau Convention that's taking place in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.